worried of what Satan's going to do next. What's that crafty old devil going to do next? Oh, he's gonna get one over on me for sure. He's gonna deceive more people. But the simple facts are, I think back in the Book of Kings, when the prophet Elijah, no, I'm sorry, Micaiah, came before Ahaz, and Ahaz was asking whether or not he should go up to battle. I forget what the battle was. It was Ramoth Gilead or what? It doesn't really matter. But there's this incident recorded in the Book of Kings where he comes up to the prophet. Well, he calls the prophet to him and says, I'm sorry, I'm like trying to look at the same time as trying to think, but I'm going to just relate it to you verbally. And you can search for it yourself, because if you know your word, you know the story is there in the Book of Kings or Chronicles. Micaiah came to Ahab. And was asked, should I go up to battle? And he said, sure, go and prosper. And the king was very angry. Jehoshaphat was also there, the king of Judah. And, I charged you, dude, you would only speak to me the truth. And then he said something negative. And then the king angry and said, see, I told you. And then Micaiah related this idea that he saw the throne of God in heaven and all the host of heaven on the right hand and on the left. And he said, who will go down for me and deceive Ahab that he might go up to Ramoth Gilead and be slain? And there came forth one spirit saying this and one spirit saying that. And eventually there came forth a spirit that said, I will go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of Ahab's prophets. And all the prophets of Ahab have been telling him, oh, you will go and prosper. You're going to have a victory. And so the spirit came before the Lord and said all these things. I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. And the Lord said to this evil spirit, go and prosper. God uses these evil spirits. God uses the devil. Satan is not this. He's not he's our enemy. And the enemy of the lives of those who he captures. And he is certainly out there to do what he likes to do and what he was created to do. But he is by all means bound by God in what he can do. I mean, you see that at the beginning of the Book of Job. He can do no more than God will allow. So everything that Satan does or can do is allowed by God. It is what he is. It is the length of leash that God gives him. So none of this that the devil does is without the Lord's okay. He isn't like sneaking around behind God's back, stealing away souls. And God's up there trying to fight for those souls. And the angels are fighting for the souls. And all these ideas that are just misinterpretations of what, they see things in Revelation, and they see this, that, and the other, and they try to romanticize this whole battle in heaven idea. And it's just not the way it is. So, he does take them captive, no doubt. They're held captive by him. He has blinded their minds, lest the light of the gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And the truth is, God doesn't want the gospel of the light of the truth to shine on them. If he did, he would stop what the devil's doing. I mean, people say, here's the thing, people say, well, God loves everybody. And I say, well, I don't know about that. Well, it says God so loved the world. I'm like, well, the world isn't everybody. I mean, the friendship of the world is to be the enmity of God. Friendship, so, I mean, on one hand, if you're friends with the world, you're God's enemy, but God loves the world. If God loves the world so much, well, you see, there's certain things about the world that God doesn't love. So, not everything in the world God loves. Just the people. Oh, just the people. All the people? Well, yes, all the people. Well, I don't agree. I think it's he loves all people. He loves black people. He loves white people. He doesn't love every person. Certainly, though it's a very popular idea that God loves everybody, Jesus loves you, right? It's more often true that he doesn't. And I know that's going to probably make me not a very popular person with people. But let me put it this way, in a very simple, logical sense. If God loves them, why would he allow this? Why would he allow Satan? It says the God of this world, which I assume to be Satan. He has blinded the minds of them. I guess it's funny. You know, I just realized I assume this to be Satan, but it doesn't say so. You know what I mean? It doesn't say so. You know. And I suppose it's hard for me. See, that's how deeply embedded interpretational tradition becomes. I suppose it's because it says the God of this world hath blinded. And you think about that. God so loved the world that he sent the God of this world to blind the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. God so loved the world that he sent the God of this world to blind the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, why does God so love the world not fit so well into this?